Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are coming to you live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
It's dynamite!
Yes, indeed. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. RobParkerFSR. On the gram, we got Calvin Watkins, beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, who covers the Cowboys on a daily basis. So lots to get to with him. That'll be fun at the bottom of the hour. Definitely keep it locked for that. Then we got a Yankees Red Sox wild card preview.
Man.
And one game, one and done, baby.
It's going to be big.
It is.
And the National League one, which is not till Wednesday, Chris, too. Cardinals at the Dodgers.
Yep. Hottest team in the league over the last month.
Yep.
Versus arguably the best team in the league. So
I know, at least
man,
on paper.
It's going to be sad for the team that
there's going to be a couple teams that are going to be bummed out.
Yep.
Right, big time.
Absolutely. All right, Rob, we talked about a bit earlier the game of the weekend, of course. Tom Brady's return to New England. He gets out of there with the victory. After Peyton Manning's first trip back to Indianapolis, he said he was relieved it was over, and he was glad it was over. Emmitt Smith said he sobbed like a baby in the visitors' locker room when he went back to Dallas for the first time.
Well, that was because he realized he had on the Arizona Cardinals uniform. And he was like, no what doubt. Did I do?
He was washed, too, at that point. But
he was
my point is that, Rob, you could see the relief on Brady after the game, you know, in the post-game interview, right on the field, or even, you know, in the press conference. Like, he didn't care how he played, which wasn't that great. It was subpar, no doubt. For
Brady,
him.
It was subpar. Yep. There's no way to look at it.
It wasn't a bad game, but for him, yeah, it wasn't a good game either. But he was just relieved to get the W. And I think that speaks, Rob, to just the emotions of that moment. Like, I don't know that you can prepare for that. And so I'm sure he's glad it's over. They did get the W. But not a great game overall, just the way it was played by both teams. But dramatic, suspenseful at the end. That made it good. That made it kind of live up to the moment.
Right.
Well, but it was
kind of drama at the end, you know, to kind of make you forget about the first 56 minutes or whatever
it
was.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this, and I'm not even asking you this as a guy that, you know, likes Tom Brady, doesn't like him, whatever. I'm just asking you it. Would you, because a lot of people thought, okay, there's all this hype for the game. It's two mismatched teams. Like, the Buccaneers are way better than the Patriots. It's not going to live up to the hype. So let me ask you this. Would you have rather seen Tom Brady and the Buccaneers go out there and just destroy New England? They win, you know, 38-14. Brady's got 300 yards and 3 or 4 TDs, and it's not even competitive? Or would you have rather seen what we did last night?
Well, how come Mac Jones couldn't have 400 yards and destroy the Buccaneers?
That was on nobody's mind.
Well, I'm just saying.
That would have been something. I think that would have been interesting.
That would have been a coming out party, Chris.
Right. Like, that would have been
Brady.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right. Right,
but I'm just saying, something that was realistic. Like, that wasn't really realistic. And I agree, that would have been incredible to see that. But it was realistic for the Buccaneers to go out there and rout New England. So I'm saying, would that have been better to you? Or, you know, I'm talking about just from an entertainment standpoint, saw last night.
Yeah, people might have turned it off. I mean, if it was, you know what I mean? If they jumped on them early, it wouldn't have had the same kind of feel. I think people stuck with it, and it wasn't the highest rated regular season game ever, which did surprise me, Chris.
Was it up there?
It was number 2, but number 1 really? Remains Washington and Dallas in 2012 with the division and the playoffs on the line. More people watched that, and I'm surprised with Brady, the chance to pass Drew Brees, the homecoming, all the talk about it. And it did very well. I'm not poo-pooing the numbers.
Right, second ever.
But still, it's surprising.
But Dallas, I think that's Dallas. That's the play. They're America's team. And,
but Washington back then in 2012, that's with RG3.
That wasn't – was that RG3?
Yeah, 2012.
Okay, yeah. So
that's remember, that was his rookie year when he was really good.
Oh, yeah. That was his best year by far. Right. That actually is a lesson. Now, granted, he got hurt and all that, but – it doesn't look like, Rob, he was going to be that guy anyway. Like, had he not gotten hurt, you know what I mean? It's a lesson to not jump too quickly on the bandwagon. Wouldn't you agree with that?
That's why I'm always with the prisoner of the moment. You got to be careful because somebody can play well for a little bit, Chris, or a stretch, or you look at him and go, or a year. But until you can do it, like, consistently and people, you know, they're going to try to figure you out. And yes, he did get hurt, but he was never close to what he was. He's the offensive player of the year, right?
He did a whole like docuseries on his rehab. I mean, people thought this dude was going to reinvent the position.
Yep.
And obviously that wasn't the case. All right, speaking of reinventing the position though, and I'm not going to put that praise on him, but he is doing damage. Rob, I was shocked. Now, you picked Arizona.
Yep.
But I was shocked.
How did we do on our picks? Did you?
Not well. I was 1-4. You were 2-3.
Okay, so I'm still ahead of you. That's all I
care
about.
Yeah, yeah, but it's right. Barely. So I believe me, I got a heck of a kick. I got a heck of a kick.
What was the one you got right? The Packers over
Baltimore.
You picked Pittsburgh over the Packers too, didn't you?
No, we didn't do that game.
Oh, we didn't do that one.
We didn't
do that
game.
That was on our list. Okay.
Yeah.
Baltimore, you picked.
We did. Yeah, we didn't do some of the bigger games.
No, you're right.
And we both got New England. New England was 7-point favorites.
Right.
But Kyler Murray, even though you picked him, there's no way I don't think you expected
that. No, I didn't expect that performance.
He toyed with what was arguably the best defense in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it was impressive from that standpoint because people look at the Rams, but sometimes, man, they get put out there and people put some big numbers up against them. And Kyler Murray did it, and they're 4-0. It's a huge win because they go on the road, two undefeated teams, and you spanked them. You didn't just beat them, Chris. You spanked them in their own building. And I think that's what makes it even more impressive for Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. And on the flip side, I'm just going to say before you continue, this is my pushback on all the people like Matthew Stafford has reinvented the wheel. The Rams have started 3-0, Chris, 3 of the last 4 years, so it's not new. This is a good franchise and team, and they've been good, right, in the last 4 years.
Right.
People made it like, oh, they finally got Stafford. Oh, like this is what they've been winning. They went to the Super Bowl within those last 4 years. Like, let's not act like the Rams aren't a good team. And in the biggest game to this point, now everybody thought him beating Tom Brady was great, and the Bucs, which was a big win, and he played very well, Chris. But this was a division game. This was the game. Like, you got to go to Arizona, right? So you got to go there. So when you got to protect home when they come. And if you could split with your division rival, who's another good team, you're cool with that, right? If you could split.
Right.
Now Arizona can win both and can control the division now. And it's a big difference if they win the division.
Those teams might beat up on each other. Like
before
in that division.
Yeah, oh yeah.
San Francisco could fall back. We'll see, but yeah.
But I'm saying them winning in L.A. was big for Arizona.
No doubt. Stafford didn't play a great game. He was fine. He was okay.
He seemed like he was a little out of sync.
Yeah, he missed some passes, but he had 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. Like it wasn't bad, but he wasn't what he had been in the first 3 games.
Right, where people were going crazy.
I'm not going to say he's no better than Goff or anything like that, but, you know, it was a big moment and he wasn't great. So he'll have to rebound and step up from that. But Murray, Rob, and I am hesitant about jumping on the bandwagon just yet of the Cardinals. All right, well, let's let it play out a little more.
Well, we saw that
I do
last
like
year.
Him. I do, when, right. Now, Murray got hurt.
But I'm they talking about the Hail Murray.
He got
you
hurt.
Remember that after that throw?
Cliff Kingsbury said he's going to be
crazy.
The MVP.
Oh, he's going to split the MVP with Mahomes. They could split it every other. You remember that?
Right.
And then we didn't see that again. Like. Let's
Murray got hurt. He hurt his shoulder in week 11, and that's when it began to go downhill. I'm going to say this. I like Arizona. They are very good. That defense has improved every year under Kingsbury. They got weapons outside of Murray, who is a freaking – this dude at times appears indefensible because if you keep him in the pocket, he can throw it and punish you. If you rush him, then he can get out of the pocket, and he's even more dangerous.
Right, he's
you know, ad-libbing, right. And he obviously can run it as well. I'm a believer, though, in Kyler Murray. And you know, Rob, I'm all in. I'm in on Murray. If he doesn't get hurt, his last 13 healthy games, Rob, he's accounted for running and passing more touchdowns than any quarterback not named Aaron Rodgers. And the team is 10-3. Now, if he stays healthy, I like them a lot. I did want to see a little more. But on him, I would say, Rob, right now, and it's early. It's last week it was, I think, Matt Stafford. The week before that it was somebody else. So this is early. But I'm saying if the MVP were chosen right now, I think it'd be Kyler Murray, Rob.
Well, I mean, they're 4-0. And what, there's there could be one more 4-0 team, right?
The Raiders are playing tonight, right?
Right, but I mean, you're right. Yes, the way that they played, and we know this. We saw last year with Seattle. You remember
Russ was first
Russ
half
was
of the year
cooking
he was
big
like
time
MVP,
and putting
right.
up these crazy numbers, and he looked like he was going to be the MVP and didn't even get a vote. Chris went from that to not even getting a vote.
Right.
So it's early. Yeah. Right. And but he's played very, very well, and they're in a great spot. That win against a division rival
was
coming
yeah.
off a win against Tampa Bay was huge.
You're right in that in the grand scheme of things, like yesterday's game meant more. I mean, some people might say beating the defending champions means a lot, obviously.
Not as much as your division rival.
But just, practically speaking, it was more important to win a division game. So I give you that. But I think, Rob, there was a little bit of a letdown by the Rams, too. Coming off the big win over Brady and the Buccaneers, I just think there was probably – it shouldn't have been because, like you said, Arizona was undefeated. It's a division opponent.
Right,
you got to win that game, but I think maybe I'm just giving the Rams too much credit. But I think it was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I don't know how you could look past that game or think less of that game, knowing what's going on there. It's a big win for Arizona. It just is.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you a believer in Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, don't let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit MDriveForMen.com for 20% off with the promo code OddCouple. OddCouple. Don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. Are you a believer in Kyler Murray and the undefeated Arizona Cardinals? Your turn to win.
Love, Chris, with Dre in Michigan. You're on the Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What it do, peoples?
What up, brother?
You got it. Hey, can we discuss the hypocrisy of one Rob Parker?
What, Dre? What you doing? You going against me?
But hold on, Cotton. Let me hear you out.
Keep it real, Dre.
This is why. You besmirch, you belittle Tom Brady for taking a little bit of air out of the ball, and then you successfully convince them that 007 is a one-word answer. I don't know if that's cheating, Rob, on Tyson Towers. I don't care if you said it.
Oh,
said
he always
it. That's free
words, Tyson. Tyson Towers. You right
hey,
about
Dre,
that.
Hey, Dre, you got me. You got me. All right.
We had to institute about five new rules to stop him from cheating.
Come on, Tom, though. It's supposed to be no Spanish. The answer was Jesus. He said, Jesus. That ain't bad, but I'm saying, man, Rob, man, I got to give it to my boy, though. Rob, he be all one. But as far as the Arizona Cardinals, no, I'm not convinced just yet. It's too early in the season, and also, too, with the Rams, they did beat Tampa, but Tampa don't seem like they're the same Tampa from the end of last year. So I think it's too early to judge off their victory. You got to give them a little more time. And like y'all said, too, with Kyler Murray, he injury prone. So he might not even make the whole season. So that's why
it's a long season. Yeah, they look great right now.
Last year in the beginning, Chris, you remember?
Right.
People were going crazy about him. I mean, remember Martin was getting in his boots. Martin Weiss, he was talking up to Kyler Murray, but then when it came to shove.
Right, he didn't want to bet. Martin, we just in case you're wondering, yeah, we here for that Jordan bet if you want to do something.
Now, that one, we were both on that, and Martin got started shaking in his boots.
Yeah, he did.
How about Steven in Florida? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's my first time ever calling the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, man. Don't make it the last.
Yeah, thanks. Before I give my thoughts about Kyler Murray, Rob Parker, you are awesome. I love your takes on Brady. Keep doing them.
Oh, all right, I appreciate it.
Clearly a Brady hater on the phone.
No, he's not a hater. He's a realistic.
Yeah, he
he's
is.
A great. Yeah, he's a real sports fan.
He's not the GOAT, just so you know, Chris.
How is he not the GOAT? Who's the GOAT?
Peyton Manning.
Wow. Peyton. Okay.
Peyton with his 14-13 playoff record and two
Super Bowls.
First
quarterback in Super Bowl history to win a Super Bowl with two different teams.
Peyton is awesome.
Yep.
Peyton is awesome. But come on, man. 7 Super Bowls? Stop it. I mean, it ain't nothing, you know, stop
there
it.
There we go.
All-time leading passer.
Steven, no buying to
I'm spouting facts. Tell me when I say something that's false.
When you open your mouth.
But this isn't a Brady conversation.
When you open your mouth is when you start to talk.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What you got?
But anyways, with Kyler Murray, you know, he's developing into a star. He's got, like, some more guys to help out with the both sides of the ball, especially with, like, J.J. Watt coming in. So, who knows? They might be able to go far.
Nah, that's a good point. That defense has gotten better every year under Kingsbury. And now they're in the top 10. It's early, but they're top. Right. But I'm just saying, like, you know, obviously he's the head coach. Right. But they're in the top 10 now defensively. So they look good so far. We'll see.
Yep. Thanks, Steven. Appreciate the support. Yep. How about Drew in New Jersey? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
So I'm all in on the Cardinals. I think what happened last season, if it wasn't for Kyler digging up his shoulder last season, I think they would have been in the playoffs. They were 8-8. He couldn't even throw 10 yards after that injury. And Chris, by the way, Peyton Manning threw 55 touchdowns with Adam Gase as the offensive coordinator.
Which is mind-boggling, right?
Well, that's why Gase got that job with the Jets.
Yep.
No, look, I don't want to take anything away from Peyton. But it just – do you think Peyton's the GOAT over Brady?
No, because of what they do in the playoffs. But I think Peyton – I think putting a guy like Patrick Mahomes above Peyton Manning is insulting. He does it with his brain.
Not yet. I think he could end up being ahead of him, but not yet, no.
But do you think that he does it with his brain right now as much as Peyton does?
Peyton was probably the smartest quarterback, well, him and Brady, that we've seen. I mean, Peyton changed the game as far as I'm concerned with what he did at the line of scrimmage. So
I
don't take anything away from him. But Mahomes is also a smart quarterback. Now, he's so physically gifted, it kind of overshadows it. But he's not out there just throwing it all over the yard without any thought.
Is one of the best offensive minds in the history of the NFL drawing it up.
Peyton?
And he puts – no, Patrick. You can't – you got to realize he has the best – I want to say I think he's the best offensive mind right now, and I think he's a top 3 offensive mind in the history
Andy
of the NFL.
Reed. You're talking about Andy Reid.
Yeah. So
nobody can deny that because all the quarterbacks who have played for Andy Reid have all excelled. Even Alex Smith. I mean,
but it is what it is. I'm not going to hold it against Mahomes that he's got Andy Reid. You know,
but Andy Reid has done it, Chris, with more than one.
Oh yeah, no, he's a great, great offensive coach.
That's the point. I don't think it's taken away from him, but guys have played well. What about Kyle in New Jersey? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kyle?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris?
What up, bro?
I'm chilling. All right, Chris, you've been doing this like every year. You did this last year. You keep trying to hype this Kyler Murray up, dude, just because you don't like Lamar. Like, you got.
I do like Lamar. I was just defending Lamar earlier.
Chris, I've been watching.
Just
because
you wash his draw, don't. Just because I ain't all on him like you, don't mean I don't like Lamar. Don't give me that.
His MVP season used to be on first thing first. Oh, I don't know, sustainable.
You're totally wrong. Because at that time, I wasn't even talking football on First Things First.
First Things First. But
that's what I'm saying. I wasn't even talking.
You watched his MVP season. I don't know if it's sustainable. You should all y'all up.
Well, that's true. I'll say that right now.
But you know,
I don't know if it's sustainable.
Kyle,
we've never seen a guy run this much.
I was all in.
We've never seen a guy run this much and last very long. So I still say that. But he's been good. I like Lamar. What you want me to do? Crown him? If you want to crown him, then crown him.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Yo, that's how good DJ Alex Tyshert is.
He's the best.
That he right then and there. I don't know how you did that, man.
You know, if this was another guy running the board, it would be like when we come back from the update. Then he would
right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, like, Chris, how remember it is, you see? Said this?
You know, if you ever listen to some of the other shows ago? On the network. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Excellent work, Alex Tyson.
My guy.
All right, we got our man Calvin.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
We got Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News coming up next. Speaking of crowning.
You want to crown the Cowboys?
Ready, are people ready to crown their the ass. Cowboys?
They are who we thought they were. Get him off the hook.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hubie Brown, who I could listen to talk basketball all day, he's 88.
Wow.
He's still doing games at 88.
That's crazy.
That's, oh my God.
You know who else just retired from the
Did Hubie retire? Did Hubie
retire? No. I was at another guy, Kenny Singleton, Chris, who's done the Yankee games for a long time. Saturday or Sunday was his last game.
Really?
Yankees.
Okay. Yeah.
Kenny Singleton, the former player. Yep.
Yeah, I remember him as a player. All right. We got Calvin Watkins, who covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News, friend of the show. What up, brother? Welcome.
Yo.
What's going on?
We are good, man. Now look, I like the Cowboys. I like Dak. I like what they got going on. They look good. But there is, because of the last quarter of a century, I'm hesitant.
Is that what it is? The last 25 years?
I'm hesitant to, like, believe. Are they for real, in your opinion? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like something's going to happen that's crazy. But are they for real, in your view?
It's hard to say. Because I've been around a little bit, so I've seen these great starts, and then I've seen a disastrous finish. But the games they're supposed to win, they are winning. They're supposed to beat Carolina. The Chargers were 50-50, but they won that game. You know, they were supposed to beat Philly. That's what you're supposed to do. Tampa, they were very, very competitive. So, you know, I'll give them a little bit of credit there, but I also remember Tampa struggled a little bit last year on their way to the Super Bowl. And this week they got the Giants. They should handle their business against the Giants, and then they got to go to New England. And that might be a little bit of a test. They have the bye week, then they go to Minnesota. So that might be the first real test for them. But the games you're supposed to win, they are winning. So there's that. But I'm not booking a flight for L.A. right now for the Super Bowl, I should
say. Just really what it is. And they're like a wait and see, even though they should win the division. Washington won a big game this past week. That was huge for them, you know, and where they're going and if they're going to make a move, because their defense have been terrible, Calvin. Let me ask you about Dallas's defense and where it is. I mean, last year was atrocious. Is it getting better?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot better than last year. Look, anything is better than last year when you give up a franchise record in points and rushing yards. So, yeah, anything that you do now is better. But one of the things that we'll say is Trayvon Diggs has been outstanding.
Awesome.
You know, he is becoming that elite corner they've been looking for, homegrown talent, meaning a guy they drafted for a long time. And, you know, the pass rush is looking pretty good. Micah Parsons, their first-round pick, got him outside linebacker. They got him at the mic. They got him at defensive end. He's all over the field. He's playing really well. So I do like what they're doing defensively. There are a couple of, you know, you can nitpick on a lot of different things, but defensively they are playing a lot better. And that's good because that's going to be the key for them this year. Last year they couldn't stop anybody. This year all you hoped for was for them to slow people down, and that's what they're doing.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, joining the Odd Couple. Calvin,
I remember when he was a youngin', and look at him now covering the Cowboys. Man, I remember.
Rob remembers when everybody was a youngin'.
Well, because it's true. Because
he was an olden.
Calvin, you were at New York Newsday. What year was that?
That might have been 96, yep. 97, a long time ago.
In the 90s, big time.
Yeah, Ron Artest was in high school. When I was in high school.
That was crazy.
All right, Calvin.
And Lamar Odom.
Yeah, those cats.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Ezekiel Elliott, I feel like all of the criticism, all of the talk about Tony Pollard's better than him and this and that, all the talk about being overpaid, I feel like that really has lit a fire under him. And he's running harder than I've seen in a long time. Do you think all of that stuff had anything to do with it, with the way Zeke's resurgence?
A little bit. But, you know, Zeke, lost about 10 pounds, I would say, in off season. He came in a lot lighter.
He didn't look, though, like he was running like this in the first couple games, though.
I would say in camp. Yeah, in Tampa, he looked a little – they didn't run him as much
right,
in Tampa with the season opener. But then it looked as if he picked up the pace a little bit. But Zeke and Tony Pollard, two different runners. You know, Zeke is between the tackle kind of guy. He's a physical runner. Pollard is, you know, he runs the stretch plays off the edge, throw the ball to him out of the backfield. So they're two different guys. They run differently the whole thing. Yeah, I'm sure the human side of Zeke Elliott was like, oh, yeah, you want this guy to replace me? You know, they paid me $90 million. Let me just show you why.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm sure a little bit of it is there. But the great thing about Zeke and Pollard is they're very good friends. And so there isn't, like, an issue between them. Because, you know, I asked about it all last week trying to stir it up. But no one was taking the bait. So that's good. So everybody's on the same page here. But, yeah, I would agree with you to a certain extent that Zeke was probably a little, I wouldn't say irked, but a little motivated to get things going.
So we're a Cowboy fans just with McCarthy. I know they couldn't have been happy. Obviously, last year was a disaster. But are they on board with him because they're winning now, or is there still some disgruntled fans when you talk about Mike McCarthy?
I think the jury's still out on Mike McCarthy because he still does these goofy things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
The clock management.
Yeah, clock management, it can be an issue for him. So everyone's a little scared that, you know, in a big game, he's gonna mess it up, you know. So, people like him. He's a good dude. He's from Pittsburgh the whole nine. He won a championship. You guys know all this. The game management is what scares everyone. So... we're just waiting to see what's going to happen. Like yesterday, you know, it's 2nd and 12. You get the face mask penalty, which is a personal foul, 15 yards. So instead of accepting the penalty, they decline it. And then Carolina gets the first down. And
right.
What are you doing? Right.
Right.
And, you know, and then the previous week, you know, they let the clock run out at the end of the half, and we asked him why. He says, well, I believe in my defense. And that's okay. And it worked out in both ways. But at some point, you know, it might catch up to you. So that's what everyone's waiting on.
Dak, the last three games, really, they've been more run-oriented than just having him wing it all over the park.
And it's crazy, too, because we talked about this, Chris, about the Tony Dungy. Remember when he got hurt and he said, like, could be a blessing in disguise that the Cowboys are better when they run the ball. Was that what you're
asking? Right. I mean, when that's their focus. Do you think this is kind of on a week-to-week basis and it'll be based on the opponent? Or, you know, and maybe next week or the week after they're going to have Dak throw it 45 times or anything? Or do you think this is really what they want to keep doing, having him throw it, you know, 28 times or so, something like that?
I think it's going to be a week-to-week thing. I think in Tampa, he threw 58 times.
Yeah.
And that was because that game called for it. You know, that was like, we got to throw the ball. Everyone's throwing the ball. So that's what that calls for. And then as the season has progressed, it has changed based on the opponent. You know, Philly had a really good front seven. They had to throw the ball. Chargers played two-shell coverage. They were able to run the ball. So Carolina yesterday, they were just a more physical team, and they took their shots. The biggest play of the game was at the start of the third when Dak threw a 30-plus yard touchdown pass to Amari Cooper. And after that, they ran the ball, they ran the clock out, you know. So each week is going to be different for them, and that's okay because Dak – has proven that he can carry a team. And then other weeks were, as you guys, we just talked about, Zeke Elliott going to carry you. So I think that's a good thing to have right now because you want to be versatile, especially in the NFC because it's so wide open right now.
That's right.
Yeah,
all right.
No doubt. All right, Calvin.
That's our man,
always.
Calvin Watkins, with the knowledge on the Cowboys, America's team. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. It's basketball. All right, brother. You got to talk basketball soon. You got to take care.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin, you were covering the Rockets down there in Houston.
Yeah, we'll get you on to talk a little hoop. No doubt.
You know, you got to tell me about the soap opera with KP and Luca.
Right.
That's right.
Right. All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. All right, we got a little baseball preview. I just feel bad. I really do. I enjoyed a wild card game, Rob, but now I'm kind of feeling bad for whoever's going to lose.
Yeah, this is different. It's like, you know? This is different than we've seen, Chris, with the teams that are in the wild card.
Right. All right. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Underway. Chargers up 7-0 on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Here. What's going on here?
What was that?
So we need some more points.
Yeah, it's midway through the second quarter, so they're still fairly early. But, Rob, we got baseball.
Yeah, and playoff baseball starting tomorrow.
Yes, love playoff baseball. And tomorrow you got Boston and New York in a one and done, Rob. And I got to be honest, I'm darn near ready to call for Major League Baseball to make the wild card 2 of 3.
Yeah, because I get what they're doing. And when they originally did this, when they added the second wild card, Chris, they were like, we don't want it to where, you know, we're devaluing the regular season. And baseball can't afford to do that when you play 162. You know, like you don't want people to be like, well, I'll just wait till September, right, to watch baseball.
Right.
Or you just can't.
A lot of people kind of there anyway, but yeah, I hear you.
No, they're not. But
no,
know,
they
you know
are.
What I'm
I mean,
saying.
Seriously. Yeah, a lot of people, yeah. I mean,
yeah, but they still draw very well in the summer. You know what I mean? Because people want to be outside.
Nowadays.
But you want to make the games matter. And my point is, I get what they were trying to do to say, okay, we're going to put two wild cards, but only one really deserves to be in. They'll just have to duke it out, whoever loses. I don't think when they did the wild card, Chris, did they think three teams would be coming out of the AL East and it would be the Red Sox, the Yankees who are the wild card, and Tampa Bay is the division winner.
Right.
And the same thing with the it's not often
National
that
League.
The two best teams in the National League, you know, and one of
best
them won 106
in all of baseball,
games.
Both
right.
Of them.
Both of them are the two best teams in baseball. Exactly.
Right.
The Giants who won the division and the Dodgers who won 106 games, Chris, and now are in a wild card against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Who were the hottest team in baseball over the last
month. Won 17
month.
Games in a row at one point and set baseball on fire. And now here we go. And I know if the Dodgers were to lose, Chris, on Wednesday, people would cry bloody murder.
Right. And it's, look, baseball, man, one game, there's no telling what could happen. I mean, we see it in 7-game series, right?
Right.
Upsets and things like that because of the nature of the sport. But it can definitely happen in one game. And I just think, and I get it, like, you can't play too deep into November. You know
no,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right. Your time is running out.
Factor,
exactly.
Right.
You can't do a 7-game wild card series.
No.
You just can't do that.
But 2 of 3, I don't think is too much. And I just think, yeah, there's still a good chance of an upset, but it just seems like it'd be. And Rob, here's the thing. You talked about baseball's mentality when they started the wild card or added to it and all
right.
that. The thing is, people love the playoffs.
Right.
Like this would only bring, like, having an extra playoff game or two wouldn't hurt baseball.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
You know,
like, people
but you
are into
know,
that.
Like, but you know now. You got to watch on Tuesday, Yankees
oh, yeah.
at Red Sox, Fenway, like this is for all the marbles, so there's no, you know, like this is instant suspense.
No, it's huge.
Suspense,
you're right.
Right?
It's like March
like,
Madness.
We got to watch tomorrow night. Like, it ain't no,
right.
okay, if I don't see the game, I'll watch game two, and then I'll see game three or whatever. No,
I'll
this is it for the season. So I think that heightens it, and the same thing with the Dodgers and the Cardinals. I mean, if you follow baseball at all, there's no way you're missing either one of those games. Like, I get the
if the Dodgers lose, are you? Is there a part of you though that's gonna like? There's a part of me that's gonna feel a little cheated.
Yeah, because they're the best team.
And they in a one, They, I mean, they like you said, they got the second best record in baseball, and they'd have the they're a game behind the first best record in baseball.
Right, right. It doesn't happen. This is an anomaly. This doesn't happen that often. But it stings, Chris, when it does. Yes. And two teams are in the same division. It does.
Yeah, yeah. But so who you taking? You picked the Yankees to win it all in the preseason.
I picked the Yankees over the Padres, so I'm gonna stick with the Yankees.
I picked the Dodgers over the Yankees.
So you got the Dodgers, right?
I mean,
And in that series is Wainwright, who's pitched great for the Cardinals, against Scherzer, and that's why you go get Scherzer. Chris, right? He's at the top of your rotation. You got him for a game like this.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Where are you at with Yankees, Boston?
I'm going to take
the Yankees, but
but I think that
Garrett Cole, like you said, this is what you got him for.
Exactly. And the other one, too, Chris, and I'm writing about this on Deadspin real quick. Aaron Judge became the star we've been talking about for years, me and you, about staying healthy and
that's all he
being
had to
the
do.
Star. Am I right? He was a star this year.
No doubt, no doubt. So they got the big bats with him and Stanton, so we will see. All right, iCouple signing off on a Magic City Monday. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, 5 stars, and a comment. And keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. They bring the noise. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.